All right, it's the 22nd of April. It's just after 9 o'clock. It's about 9:15. It's been a nice day. I had a one chilled out beer this afternoon. Came back here and fell asleep, basically. So one beer is sending me to sleep, and I'm a bit chilly. I don't know why. I'm cold. And I don't know why, because it's still 13 degrees outside, but it's not 13 degrees in here, I know that. So I know it is cooler than normal flats, because I'm on the ground floor with four flats above me, but the Chinese people downstairs normally keep this place warm. They do in the winter anyway, but obviously in the summer they haven't got their heating on. So this place has cooled down a bit since they stopped putting their heating on. So I've had to put mine on, which is all right, I suppose. But if it's 13 degrees, I shouldn't need to put the heating on, really. So there's something else going on. It's either my internal temperature's not regulating properly, which means I'm fighting something, or I've got some kind of bug or some kind of disruption going on. I think that's probably what's happening. So what am I going to do? Regulate my temperature. I'm going to regulate my temperature. Which technique? Emotional freedom technique, maybe? Even though I feel cold, I wholly and completely love, honor, and accept myself. Even though my temperature is dysregulated, I wholly and completely love, honor, and accept myself. If there's something going on emotional that's producing, I have got a temperature. I'm a bit warmer than I would otherwise be, but I feel cold. So there's something going on. It might be just my body clearing out the alcohol. Could be, because I haven't had alcohol for quite a while. I had a couple of pints last week, but apart from that, it's been nearly a year since I had any kind of real amount of alcohol when I ended up sleeping on the side of the road. But yeah, it could be my body just cleaning out the alcohol. But I think the same thing happened the last time I went for a beer, which was about a week ago. In fact, it would have been almost exactly a week ago, because pubs have only just been open for a week. I ended up feeling cold and sleeping. So I don't know what it is. There's something about alcohol at the moment with me. I've got to sort out my relationship with alcohol. I've got gin in the cupboard, and I've got Baileys in the cupboard, and I've got a couple of bottles of ale in the cupboard. But I've never fancied them. I mean, I've got gin in the fridge, but I haven't looked at it for since before Christmas, which is 3, 4 months ago. So my interest in alcohol is pretty close to zero at the minute, and it's a good thing. But I need to find another way to interact with people socially, because most of my social interaction's been based around bars. So I need to do something else. I think when I get some money, and when the Lytton Phil Library opens, I might join the Lytton Phil Library and interact with pensioners there. But at least I'll be talking to people who've got a brain in their head and are capable of having a sensible conversation. So it's £75 a year, though. But I'll be there if I'm there every day. Then it's literally about 20 pence a day, 25p a day maybe. It'll work out that, so that's all right, isn't it? It's like you're getting free cups of coffee. So why not spend the 25p? I think it's a reasonable idea. And they've got meeting rooms over there as well, so I could potentially record stuff in a meeting room while I'm over there. Just take some books upstairs and read. into an MP3 file or whatever. So there's potential there. So I think that's might be a priority when I get my money sorted out, when everything opens up.